Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan. How was your morning this morning? Did you have the best morning ever, or did your day start off not so good? Did you wake up looking forward, jumping out of bed to your day ahead? Or did you sit on your edge of the bed a long time, dragging your feet across the floor, starting slow and not so good this morning? For me, my mornings are the absolute best part of my day. But it hasn't always been like that. Mornings used to be the worst part of my day, but now it's not uncommon that I actually wake up with a smile when I think about my day ahead. And I'll share with you why in this episode. If your mornings keep on starting off not so good and you wish they were different, this show today, I'll give you new fresh light and inspiration to turn that scenario around. Because today we're going to talk about the unspoken power of having a morning routine that you love. I want to help you see your life in a new light through the lens of a morning routine that you love. Because if you don't have a morning routine currently that starts you off on an extremely good foot every day, no matter the circumstances, this show is right on time for you. I personally believe that having a daily morning practice that you love is the absolute cornerstone of a life in well-being. So important that I have not only dedicated this show to this topic, but also next week's show to the topic of morning routines, so that we can get into the depth of this powerhouse of practices that is everything that you're looking for: self-support, self-care, and the ultimate expression of self-love. And yes, it's that important to have a morning routine if you want to live a healthy life in balance. So if you listened to last week's show, you recall that I gave you four essential tips to maintain life balance, and creating a morning routine that was one of the tips in that episode. And there was one key point in there when I talked about the morning routine. Do you remember what the key point was? The point I was making is that you have to love your morning routine so much that you want to go back to it again and again and again. And why is this so important? What do you think? Why is this so important that you actually love and want to go back to that morning routine day after day? What I'm about to share next is what it took for me to turn mornings from the worst part of the day into the best part of the day, and how it impacted my entire life experience. But before we go into the meat of the show, I want to let you know that if you're someone who dreads your mornings, can't get out of bed, or you're simply just so tired when you wake up, you're in the perfect place, because you can decide that you want something different from your mornings, something completely different, a different experience. And you want something different from that prime time of the day that set the stage for the entire day. Because it is really the prime time of the day, the early morning, right around when you wake up. And you can decide that you want a different feeling as part of your morning, other than feeling tired, that's causing you to drag your feet. And you can shift this too. So as I said, I used to dread my mornings. I knew I would just squirm in bed when the alarm clock rang. I would have set the clock for another 10 minutes because I just couldn't open my eyes. And often I fell right back to sleep and missed the next time the alarm went off, of course. And I struggled so much with this for years, knowing that I really need to find another way to start my mornings. If this sounds like you and your mornings right now, here's a start to a shift. Let's bring in some light to ease this up a bit. Because the mornings are truly the most inspiring, pure time of the day. When the sun rises against the sky with soft colors of pink, light blue, and it feels like the world stands still for a moment. As the sun is rising to feed us right there, yet another glorious day. So right here, right now, how would you like to experience your mornings differently? To help you make a shift here, let's do a little quick exercise. As you know, I'm all for bringing your desires out in the real world. And often it comes with a little exercise or a little extra thought that you may want to sit with for a moment, but it all matters. It all matters. And you are in the right place for this. If you feel called to really make an energy shift around your mornings, this is it. So if you're listening to this and have access to a paper and pen or something to write on, great. If you're driving, you may want to listen and just listen in and go back to the replay afterwards to make sure you got it all down. If you want to go a little bit deeper with this afterwards, I have put a link in the show notes to a download with the questions that I'm just going to tell you next and some additional tips that I won't go over here. So check out the show notes for that download. And this particular exercise was a major starting point in my own journey, going from morning madness to morning mojo. And I know it has the power to create a shift for you too. So if you're ready to do this little exercise with me right now, bring out a piece of paper or a post-it note or something you can write on. What you're going to do is to write down what you intuitively know, what comes up first before the logic of the mind kicks in. And I have three questions for you. Are you ready? All right. So the first question is, I want my mornings to fill that out, fill that blank out. I want my mornings to feel da-da-da. So take a little time here and write down exactly how you want your mornings to feel. Now, next, you're going to start a new sentence and write down, I want my mornings to start with, and here's a blank space. So fill out, I want my mornings to start with this, 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 and this. So write that down. And then you continue this sentence by writing down, instead of this, 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 and this, I want my mornings to start with this, instead of this. All right, are you with me? Great. Thirdly, now, the reason I haven't invited the shift to my mornings yet is because I feel this, 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 and this. So write that down. The first thing that comes up, the reason I haven't invited this shift to my mornings yet is because I feel this. All right. Did you get that down? And if you just want to listen and go back to the replay and do it in your pace, feel free. Now, take a look at your response to question three, or statement three, rather, and circle the words that represent a feeling as part of that response. And then take a look at your response to question one and circle the words that represent a feeling there. What's the difference? Take a look. What's the difference between those words? So here is your opportunity today to shift from feeling what you feel in response number three, your third sentence, to feeling how you feel, how you want to feel. And this is what you wrote down on sentence one. So here's your start of a new morning routine. The way I suggest to start this is with a feeling. How do you want to feel in the morning? Rather than what do you need to do to call on that feeling? The doing comes later. So how do you want to feel in the morning is the start of the essence. It describes the essence of what you want to create and put in place for yourself to feel that way. So if you want to go back and dive deeper into the feelings of how you truly want to feel when you start your day, maybe you want to feel refreshed. You maybe want to feel inspired. Maybe you want to feel calm and connected. Maybe you want to feel more loving, to bring it all more alive. Recall some situations when you felt this way from in the past. For example, if you feel connected with yourself when you're out in nature, maybe you want to call on that feeling in the morning. Just the way you feel like when you're out in nature, as an example. So bring in a visual and regenerate that feeling. Brainstorm a bit here and connect back with those feelings that you want to return to, that you have felt them before. And it's fine if a particular situation or a specific feeling is not coming up right now, but let it simmer a bit. Sit with it for some time. And just by opening up to the possibility, you create an invitation to how you want to feel differently in the morning. So take as long as time as you need for this. Maybe even pause here, the show. And if you want more time, you feel free to go back and listen to the replay. And also, if you want to do this in your own time, go download that piece of paper that I've put in there for you with some additional tips as well on there. So the point here being is that you get to decide how you want to start your day and how you want to feel when you start off your day. Believe it or not, it's your choice. And I want to move on here and to the next step, because that is the key to it all. And wonder what that is. It's the one thing that makes the change happen, and that is to act. Here comes the doing, to act on the feeling you want to feel in the morning. So what does this mean? Let's talk about this, because so many of us just kind of rush off in the morning and do whatever we need to do for everyone else. And you may think here that all I try to do is trying to have a great morning as I can. This is different. Once you know how you want to feel in the morning, you match your actions to generate that feeling. And that's the act part. So here's an example. In the past, when I woke up in the morning, the first feeling that hit me was boredom. I let myself feel bored, because my days all look the same. Same old routine, things that I did every day was about the same. I was so bored. I was so comfortable, but it was so boring. I dragged my feet the first thing in the morning, basically, and that's how I started out my day, at this most precious time of the day. And I knew I wanted to change that. One feeling that I wanted to bring in the morning was connection. I wanted to feel connected with myself in the morning instead of bored. So if you want to try this, start small. And let's say you feel stressed in the morning. The first thing, you feel stressed, let's say. And how you want to feel, maybe you want to feel inspired instead, first thing in the morning. Now, it is important to revisit how you start your day in the mornings now and what it is that makes you feel stressed right away in the morning. Know what it is in the first thing in the morning that you can do differently that would call on that feeling of inspiration instead of those feelings of stress. So maybe it's picking up your phone in the morning that makes you feel stressed. So instead of picking up your phone right away, what can you do instead that makes you feel inspired? Now, I'll give you a little clue here. Go check your answer, your statement that you put under question or statement two. That's a clue. And that's a start. If you remember, that's the sentence, I want my mornings to start with this instead of this. So go back and check out what you put there. So how could you change what you do first thing in the morning now to something that can generate your desired feeling? For me, my entire mood and inner feeling of connection with my own being changed when I decided to bring back meditation into my life. And that was something that I had put on the shelf for many years. Today, I wake up, sit up in my bed, and the very first thing I do is start a meditation because I know that meditation is going to make me feel connected with my true self right away. I use guided meditations in the morning because I just want to be. I just want to follow along and get guided by the meditation. And nothing in my morning has to start with doing anymore. The only thing I do is to sit up, start my guided meditation, and follow along. And that generates the feeling of that I want to feel. I want to feel connected with my true self and just be. So what would this be for you? It may be something completely different that you want to feel in the morning, first thing in the morning. And I know a person that wants to feel creative. She wants to feel creative first thing in the morning, because that's the ultimate joy for her. So that might be another example. Maybe you want to feel creative in the morning, first thing in the morning. And she sketches. She has a sketch pad next to her on her nightstand. And the first thing she does is to pick up her pen and her sketch pad, and she sketches for 5 minutes. That puts her in a place of joy instantly. So what is it for you? How you want to feel in the morning? What would be the first thing for you that brings in that desired feeling in the morning? Now, this practice, you will start off great emotionally. It's really bringing your brain out of the picture because you're calling on emotions rather on logic. But you may wonder, what about the body? And many of you start off the day with exercise, physical exercise, as the first thing you do. And next week, I have a whole episode, a whole show on how to add your body into the picture in a different way and add to this new morning routine. And yes, it's going to include yoga, but that's coming up next week in next week's show. So stay tuned for next week And now back to to today's show. I just wanted to put it in there for a little, as a little teaser for next week. Back to today's show. When you are starting to shift your mornings to a different vibe, the one thing that is very important is to let the people and or animals you live with, that let them know that you're doing something different in the morning. And this particular part used to be a challenge for me because I was really uncomfortable to make space for myself in the morning. And from time I opened my eyes, I was at service for someone else until I closed my eyes at night. So it was really challenging for me to really put my attention to me first. The first thing in the morning was me time. And that has really turned everything around for me. So if, for example, for you, if you have young kids, they just come in the room and want something right now, right? Or maybe it's your dog that wants to go outside for the like first thing in the morning, and you kind of just obviously accommodate that. So whatever it is in the morning that steals your attention, inform them, let them know, I'm doing something different now. Can you relate? Right? I'm totally aware that you may feel a bit different to let everybody know that the 15 or 30 minutes or 5 minutes first thing in the morning, you're going to do it for you. And you're doing a new morning routine and you cannot be disturbed. But by being upfront and let them know why you're doing it, you'll likely be met with curiosity rather than resistance. Here is the key point of the show. By connecting with yourself, how you want to feel and do something you love first thing in the morning is an act of self-love. And that's going to set you up for a much better start of the day ahead. What we've been talking about in this today's show is how to make an energy shift first thing in the morning to direct your energy towards you, how you want to feel, and calling on actions that generates that feeling, doing what you love first thing in the morning. If so, only for 5, 10, 15 minutes or 30 minutes in the morning. For you, it may be a subtle change, just something little to start with, a little subtle shift that helps the entire day start off completely different. And what is the ripple effect of all of this? Now, after your morning routine that you love, you're ready to take the day on. You're ready to step into your busy day. You're ready to meet the people in your life with generosity, love, and patience. Starting off this way helps you to be in tune with you first, with what you love and the feelings that you know is going to, you're going to come out of with the great feelings of the day and then step out into the world. Notice the difference, how you feel as you start making these small, subtle changes to your mornings. In summary, I just want to make a little summary for you. In summary, I shared with you what made all the difference for me, and that's to call on the feelings that you want to feel by doing what you love first thing in the morning. First, take an honest look how your mornings feel currently. How do you feel in the morning? And then identify how you want to feel instead. Notice that difference. And then bring in an action that generates that feeling that you love, because you know it's going to make you feel a certain way every time. And here's a couple of things that you may want to consider, that a small shift to your morning can make the world a difference. And allowing yourself to connect with your heart and your feelings instead of right away going to the logic and the mind by doing, That's a different feeling in the morning. Leave yourself that space in the morning to connect with your emotions rather than just going to the logic. It's completely different feeling. And if you have this feeling that something's got to change to my mornings, because maybe you're not feeling that your mornings are starting off well in general. Remember that your life is now, and how you start the day is the key to how the rest of the day goes. And having your own time in the morning before taking everything and everyone else on is self-love. For me, one thing that makes me start off my day right and feel rested, clear, energized, connected, and ready to start the day is meditation. And if you're curious to start shifting your energy in the morning using meditation as part of your morning routine, meditation is a wonderful way to connect with yourself first. And I have a meditation program that I've put together of 5 guided meditations that are easy to do first thing in the morning, and that will help you to make that shift and boost your confidence to create a powerful morning routine and build on it. So I've put a link in the show notes for you to join that program if you're curious about it. And also, I want to make sure that you join our private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, for more inspiration and connection with like-minded. And also, don't miss next week's episode, where we'll expand on your morning routine to include your body. And yoga is a great start in the morning to bring the body with you. Next week, I will also share more details about my own morning routine. Thank you for tuning in today. I can't wait to hear more about your mornings and how they turned into your best morning moving forward. See your life in a new light. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.